listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Yeah. one more for you and me. Give me something to hold for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me?
Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin coming at you from the Key of Isaac Music Podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Today's episode is a little bit different than our average one. I am not actually on a hike, nor am I in my home studio, but I am at Mercer County Park in technically West Windsor / Hamilton, New Jersey, in between sessions, and I'm about to go on a hike, but I'm going to be recording this in my car, so it might be a little bit more tighter of a sound, since it is a lot smaller space than, say, a bedroom or a out in nature, if you will. It's a brisk day today, already only in the mid-20s, and it's 9:40 a.m. It looks like the lake is frozen. Almost frozen over, which is kind of an interesting sight. This doesn't really happen very often. This is a really big body of water here at the Mercer County Lake. And just wanted to share a couple things with you. Some updates, if you will. I have been, you know, for those of you who belong to the newsletter, you get some of these updates every month, but I really haven't spent time on the podcast talking about them. So I felt today would be kind of a neat day to explore that, just some of the new things that are going on in 2020 with the business, Key of Awesome Music. We improve the quality of life with music. We spend a lot of time with individuals who have developmental disabilities, both in group sessions and individual lessons. We also write songs for sick kids through a program called Songs of Love. We also do group sessions at drug and alcohol counseling centers, mental health organizations, and do performances and programs at nursing homes, assisted living facilities, post-acute rehabilitation places, usually people that have Alzheimer's and dementia. So our goal is really to get out there and help people in a time of need, and that's really where our focus has been since April 2018. So in addition to the places we've been working at, just to, like I said, a few updates. Already in 2020 this year, it's the beginning of January, I'm recording this, actually mid-January, and we have been going to Phoenix Behavioral Health once a week, spending time with their individuals who have mental health issues and drug and alcohol related addictions. That's been really cool to go in there every single week. It's a different group every week. We get to meet a lot of new people. At the end of last year, it was like October, November, we started going into Princeton Detox once a week, and that is serving and supporting those who have drug and alcohol addictions. That's been really cool. That is literally different people every single week. I've only met one person twice that's been there. I've been there for over 2.5 months now. So
every single week it's a group of somewhere between 5 and 8 people, brand new people, so constantly meeting new people. That's been really new area we're exploring really this year, drug and alcohol addiction and mental health organizations. We have been going to two group homes in the Willingboro area through a company called Serve Behavioral Health. And that's been really interesting because we're going into people's group homes, doing some really neat music stuff with them, singing songs, passing out instruments for them to play, and even talking about what certain songs mean to them. That's basically for individuals who have developmental disabilities. We've been doing an aftercare program down in Moorestown it's called the SMASH Aftercare Program. It's through the Moorestown Recreation Department. It's for special needs young adults and teens. So that's been really neat to do that. We've been going there once a month. We're expanding further into the Pennsylvania area with sessions we've been doing with a company called PATH, and that stands for People Acting to Help. And we've been going to Willow Grove once a month, sometimes twice a month, depending on the schedule and availability of the room. It's been a great experience over the last 6 months or so. And like I said, right there, we have a lot of growth going on. In addition to all those things for the business, there is a new music educational series started by myself and a videographer friend of mine named Nick Dinoli. Nick Dinoli Productions is the name of his company. He does video work for all different types of groups of people and organizations. I met him when I was working at the Arc Mercer years ago when they did a profile on me when I won Employee of the Year in 2012. And ever since then, we've been really good friends. He's a great musician, too, and a stellar videographer. Really makes you feel comfortable behind the camera. This educational music series that we've started up on YouTube is called Jammin' in Mr. Jim's Studio. So if you look that up on Google, you'll find 4 full episodes at this point, a Christmas sort of holiday message, and a couple other videos about our theme song called Adios Amigos, which is available on Bandcamp. Just a fun way to end every session on the ukulele. And it's designed to be a fun, educational, sort of exploratory 4 to 7 minute small episode clips for kids, to young kids, to follow along with playing rhythm and learning basic music concepts. It's kind of like a Mr. Rogers Neighborhood, but not as, I don't know, dad-ish or corny. Mr. Rogers is amazing. I'm not saying that he's corny, but some of his stuff, it's like really slow. And ours moves a little bit faster, talking-wise, as well as points that we're trying to discuss go. Mr. Rogers is amazing, and he was definitely an inspiration for putting something like this together. We've been getting more into doing programs at different libraries for children as well, and are currently in 5 libraries. In Mercer County, Burlington County, and just about getting into Hunterdon County at this point. A lot of really neat things have happened there. We're able to positively impact the next generation. And it's been a really cool experience to see some of the kids as young as 2 to 3 months old coming up until about 5, 6 years old. And we're usually in these libraries once a month, sometimes twice a month, depending on availability and scheduling. And so that's really cool. That's a whole other avenue that I neglected to mention earlier, that we've really blossomed into in 2019 and now moving into 2020. In addition to that, we currently have 5 employees, myself included. We have 4 part-time employees. Brian Smith is one. Tim Ho is another one. He's starting with us next week, replacing Rob Silvers, who was with us for about 1.5 years. Jim Scanlon, Chris Hargrave, and myself, Jim Gavin, makes up the team of 5 that are consistent. Now, we have had some substitutes and fill-ins every so often, and those are Kim Yarson and Ange Chianese, who have sort of helped on occasion for things that we have booked that we weren't able to get to for scheduling conflicts or just being under the weather. And so thank you to everybody who has helped us over the last year and moving forward. Last year, we also had an employee named Riley Byrne, who was amazing. did some aftercare programs for us, and also at a day program and aftercare program, both sort of in the north central and northern parts of New Jersey. He was awesome. His band Cook Thugless is doing really well right now. They are actually opening for Wyclef Jean tomorrow, January 24th, out in Los Angeles. So Riley kind of spends his time out in California and in Jersey, and it's kind of split. And I don't know if it ever comes to a point again, we'd love to have him back. But he is very, very responsible young man, and was just very honest with me and said, look, I want to try to pursue this thing with this band that I'm in right now. And obviously they're doing good things. They're opening for Wyclef Jean. That's like pretty big. So, you know, he just said, I really want to pursue this with the band that I'm in, and I'd love to, you know, work for you over, you know, in the next few years if things die down and you know, I decide to move back to Jersey for good. He just wanted to be honest with me that he wasn't able to be here on a consistent basis like he was, doing sessions once a week and then once a month at another company. So props to him for being super honest and upfront and really willing to want to help people. We also had an employee last year named Andrew Bell who went back to medical school, and he was great. He did one-on-one sessions with one individual who needed a lot of TLC, and did a weekly session at a drug and alcohol counseling center in Eatontown. So our reach is pretty much, well, it's about 7 or 8 counties now in New Jersey. We're in one county in Pennsylvania, and getting further into that, this year we are in talks with a couple companies in Delaware, northern Delaware. One's called CERTS, C-E-R-T-S, and they're looking to get something started with us in the spring, so to reach out to them back in March. There's a couple other places who are like really close to signing on the dotted line, if you will, and getting started. One is Enable. And they support individuals who have developmental disabilities, based in Princeton. They'd like to do something once a month, but are just waiting to get the funding. And also another place, Oaks Integrated Care, and they have facilities all over the place, all over the state. And we're looking at the Lumberton location right now for their day program, which is about 10 minutes from where my wife and I now live, which would be super convenient to get to. So a lot of really great prospects on the horizon this year. Some cool things in the works. Forgot to mention that I am currently recording a full-length album to come out sometime in the spring. It's called Belief System, and I'm in the process of editing and mixing a lot of the songs right now. I've recorded all the songs that I want to have on the album. It's going to be at least an 8-song album. Might be, it depends on if I use a couple of the other songs. At max, it'll be a 10-song album, but I'm looking probably more towards an 8-song album. Might be my most important work to date as far as subject matter goes. I recently also, on a side note, wrote a book called Sing for Peace that is available on Lulu, self-published, and it's basically the idea of the world will be a lot better place. We wouldn't be at war with each other if we just sang all day long. And of course, that would take a lot of energy. I'm not naive to the fact that it won't solve all the world's problems, but it might be a good start. And it's some scientific research in there. Take some saints that are involved in music and singing. I take a list of those who've won the Nobel Peace Prize and kind of intertwine it all together, the physiological and psychological benefits of singing, and kind of try to tie it all in together with this idea that if we sing, we'll be a lot happier and in turn we'll make the world a better place than it already is and hopefully have no more war. And last but not least, I am in the process of writing yet another book. I know, you're probably like, how the heck does he find all this time to do so? Well, first thing in the morning, before my son wakes up, and late at night after my son and wife go to bed. And I just have this idea. It's a really neat idea. It's based off the principle of Ryan Holiday's book, The Daily Stoic, which he writes 366 meditations on the Stoic philosophy. And it's like a quote from a great philosopher And then he puts his kind of two cents on it afterwards, and it's for designed to be for every single day of the year. I'm working on one called The Daily Verse, and it's 365 meditations on music. And so all the different quotes about music and me writing my own little two cents on them for every day of the year, not including a leap year. So it just makes it, there's a little bit of a difference, but I thought it'd be kind of a neat thing to do. I really like quotes. Every day I post, I have a quote posted on the company Facebook page. Usually it's a positive, inspirational quote. And this year I'm putting some of those quotes that are going to end up in the book on there as like kind of like a teaser. And I've been recording chapters of each book for an audiobook to be put out on City of Angels Radio. City of Angels Recovery Radio, C-O-A-R-R. There's a our podcast, that's where it gets played on. So if you wanted to go listen to it, you could just type in Key of Awesome, C-O-A-R-R, or City of Angels Recovery Radio into Google, and you'll probably find it. That's where all of these podcasts are logged to and archived. So thank you to Art Ackerman for some great stuff going on there. I've done a couple live recordings of episodes at the studio that they have for the station in Hightstown. And so thank you to him for his availability, getting everything organized, and continuing down a great path. So that's it for today. It was a lot of information, but super excited about what 2020 has already in store for us, the growth that we've been experiencing, the really cool things that are going on with music and making a difference in the world. And try to make your impact, put your mark in time, if you will, your stamp on making a difference. It's a beautiful thing when we can help each other out. After all, right? We're all in this thing that's called life together, and sometimes it can be difficult, but we can be there for each other to lean on in times of trial, and also celebrate in the times of triumph. That's what friends are for, right? Is Dionne Warwick would say, that's what friends are for. So have a great day today. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good.
So long, so long. We
We lost the reason to believe in anything at all. Too far gone without a song. You on my night when you are cold. I'll grab some blankets from my bed, wrap them around your chest, and I'll pull you close. We'll flip some channels to find out there's nothing on right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time. Forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment last. The kind of love that we've been dreaming of. When we sleep at night, we'll get a little house to live and have a couple kids, and we'll sleep tight. Cause baby, all we really need are just a couple things to stay alive, and everything else in between, just trust my heart, you'll see. Slowly coming time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment. Sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrises, sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.